is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Ways of the Serpent. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Statler Brothers with Amazing Grace, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Like me.
We're talking today, ways of the serpent, the science, or as the academic world would call it, theory, the theory and practice of hell and Illuminism, the implanting of the double mind. Whatever satanic system you evaluate or look at and examine, you'll find this same scientific method, the theory and practice of hell and Illuminism, which is a way of the serpent, meaning Satan, the implanting of the double mind. You find it in Jesuitism, the Jesuit order of the Catholic Church. It's their favorite dialogue, praxis, they call it. It's their Jesuitical argument. Oh, yeah, what an argument. The way they deceive people. But the Jews have it, too. The Jews have 600 and something laws, their halakha, their law, book of laws, their Talmud. But you can't just read the law. You got to listen to what the rabbis say about it. This rabbi said this, and this rabbi sage said this, but then this other rabbi said this. So you come to an agreement on what the real meaning is. For example, thou shalt not kill, but wait. Rabbi so-and-so says, well, you can kill a Gentile. And then somebody says, well, you can kill somebody who's sick and ask you to. And then another one says, well, you can kill somebody who cheated you in business. And pretty soon, well, the whole meaning of thou shalt not kill is sort of lost. You see, people's reason get involved, and the clear wording of God ends up meaning nothing. Jesus said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. But some Christians tell me, well, you can believe in Buddha. You can believe in Krishna of the Hindus. You don't have to believe in Jesus. Billy Graham actually says that. I have a video called Tower of Infamy, in which Billy Graham, known as the greatest evangelist in Christian history, other than Jesus, I suppose, and Paul, on the Dr. Robert Schuller's show on television, said, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Hindu. If you believe in your God, your way, you already have Christ in your heart and you're saved and headed to heaven, whether you know Christ's name or not. You may not have ever even read the Bible or had the gospel preached to you. It doesn't matter. You're still going to go to heaven because you believe in this God, this other God. Whoa. Well, that's politically correct. The world lacks that. And Dr. Schuller said, you really believe that? And Billy Graham said, yes. And Schuller said, you know, I do too. It's wonderful to hear that you agree with me on that. The ways of the serpent are not those of God, my friends. And this is the implanting of the double mind. But Paul said, you cannot drink from God's cup and the cup of the devil's. You can't say, here, devil, take a drink from my cup, and we'll both drink from the same cup. Amos in the Old Testament said, can two men walk together lest they are agreed? You can't walk with the Satanists unless you agree with them, or the Hindus, or the Buddhists, or whatever, or the atheist. There is no relativism in Christianity, in truth. There is only absolute. There's no black and white. There's only white. Now, I don't mean that in terms of race. I'm talking about in morals and truths. You can't mix the black and white together and come out with some kind of a dull gray. Now, I mentioned last week that Mirabeau, during the French Revolution, called these teachings veritably, that means truthfully, the code of hell. And he did so gleefully because he was one of them. His philosopher who had so impressed him, Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit professor of the University of Ingolstadt, who was a Jew, founded the Order of the Illuminati in 1776, May 1, reputedly, was the date. And Weishaupt said this, he says, do you, and he was talking about the founding of the secret society, which eventually could branch out into the whole world and take over the whole world, and I think it's on the verge of doing it. But Weishaupt excitedly told his fellow Illuminist in his inner circle, quote, we will be able to provide priests and clergy for all of Bavaria And of course, then he went on to say, next the world. He says, our teachings of reason, and by the way, that simply means a cryptic, that's a cryptic code word, meaning the worship of Lucifer through self-deification, will spread, he said. And the teachings of a new Jesus will be spread throughout the globe. See, the old Jesus has to be discarded, abandoned, thrown away. A new Jesus will take his place. We will have the double mind. Yes, we will have Jesus. We believe in Jesus, but it'll be another Jesus. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says, there is another Jesus. Paul said, there is another gospel. Oh, yes. And here's what he said about this new universal brotherhood of the Illuminati that is to sweep the world. Weishaupt told his fellow Illuminist, we are all destined for greatness. He said, do you realize sufficiently what it means to rule? By the way, you can read about this in my book, I believe Circle of Intrigue, page 241. Do you realize sufficiently what it means to rule? To rule not only over the lesser or more important of the populace, but over the best men, over men of all ranks, nations, and religions, to rule without external force. Ah. See, he wasn't planning, Weishaupt and the Illuminati, they didn't intend to beat people over the head and make them believe. They were going to give them a philosophy, a new religion. They were going to implant the double mind in people so that they willingly and voluntarily embraced Big Brother rule. While they would stand in line to take the mark of the beast. They would love the new religion. You don't have to force these people. They will love the beast to rule without external force, to unite them indissolubly. In other words, they're united. To breathe one spirit and soul into them, men distributed over all parts of the world. One soul, one spirit. Satan, Lucifer, human reason. First, we must start out as a secret society. We must conceal ourselves. But eventually, all men will worship as we do the new Jesus, which delighted Mirabeau, the French revolutionary, so much that he said, this is veritably the code of hell. He loved it. Implanting of the double mind. Now, I want you to understand something. This is chaos. It's the infusion of chaos into the world. The 33rd degree of Freemasonry has a motto. It's called Ordo Ab Chao, order out of chaos. This is the plan, to so confuse men's mind, to cloud their minds over, to give them all kinds of new data, new information, new findings, new discovery, change, change, change. As Obama said, we are the change we seek. Chaos. Because chaos and crisis creates opportunity for evil satanic followers. Did you hear what I just said? Chaos, crisis creates opportunity. That's why Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, said, we've got to take advantage. Every good crisis gives us an opportunity to get our agenda done. Chaos. Carpe diem, said the French revolutionaries, seize the day. You know, this theory of chaos is so important. Did you know that even universities today are having professors that are writing on it? One of them, from the University of Texas, won a Nobel Prize in Physics for chaos theory, Dr. Ilya Prigogine. In other words, for what I believe is nothing but satanic philosophy, he won the Nobel Prize in physics. Even the physicists are getting into it. Chaos theory. They infuse, they create chaos. Alan Greenspan, 12 times during his tenure as chairman of the Federal Reserve, said, what we need in America is creative destruction. Do you see the double mind implanted? Destruction seems to be evil. But he says, no, it's not. It's a good thing if it's creative. Now you have the double mind. Creative, applied
side by side with destruction. Creative destruction is good. The destruction of the American economy in this financial crisis that began under George W. Bush and continues under Barack Obama is creative destruction. It's engineered destruction. It's engineered chaos. Out of it, say the bankers and say the Illuminist socialist, will come good. Isaiah, of course, in the Bible, the great Old Testament prophet said, call not evil good and good evil. No double mind for Christians. James said, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. There is no relativism in Christianity. You say, well, Tex, that sounds so inflexible. Tex, that's just so politically incorrect. Well, Tex, that just sounds so old-fashioned. That's right. That's why the Old Testament says, remove not the ancient landmarks. You see, the worship of Christ has existed before mankind was even on this planet. It's old. That's why God is called the Ancient of Days. You can't fathom that in your mind. You think Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago. But the Bible says in Matthew 1, it said he was Emmanuel, that is God in the flesh. He was already in heaven with God as the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 of John 1 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. But double-minded men change even that. Did you know the Jehovah's Witness Bible? They couldn't stand for that to be in the Bible. That the Word was with God and the Word, that is Jesus Christ, was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. They couldn't stand it because the Jehovah's Witnesses is a religious cult, a fake Christian religion that doesn't worship Jesus, that says Jesus actually is another name for Michael the Archangel. That's what the JWs teach, the Jehovah's Witnesses, out of Brooklyn, New York, and they've deceived almost a million people around the world into their false religion. But they've had to change their Bible. They have a New World translation of the Bible. And what does it say? It says in John 1, in the Jehovah's Witness translation of the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Oh, the little bitty, put a little carrot there, you know how you make it like a upside down V and you add a little A in there. Suddenly it changes from the Word was God to the Word was a God. So Jesus was just a God. He was one of many gods then. Double-minded. Jesus was Jesus, but he's also Michael the Archangel. Ah, you have the implanting of the double mind. And a million people have fallen for it. Probably several million, counting it over the years, since the Jehovah's Witnesses were first founded. By the way, near the gravesite of the founder of the Jehovah's Witness, the JWs have built a great pyramid, an Egyptian pyramid. Come out of Egypt. They didn't. They brought people right back into Egypt. And if you Christian evangelicals don't watch it, you're going to become Judaizers and Zionists. Judaizers, the Bible talks about them in a very negative, scornful way. The apostles talked about the Judaizers and their evil ways. And that's what you are if you believe all this junk about Zionism and God's chosen people, the physical nation of the Jews. You're going to become a Judaizer. That's what you are. And let me tell you something, you're in deep trouble. You're double-minded. Because God's chosen are whoever believes in God and his son, Jesus. And Jesus told the Jews, if you don't believe that I'm he, in other words, God, you will die in your sins.
Well, he really didn't mean that, Tex. Surely Jews have their own covenant.
No, Paul said their covenant is vanishing, been replaced. It was defective. It was flawed. Not by God. It was a good covenant, but they didn't live by it. So he divorced them. That's what the Old Testament says. I gave you a covenant, but you wouldn't live by it. You became apostate. You worshiped false gods and idols. And I gave you over to reprobate minds. That's what God told the Jews.
Well, no, Tex, God's got them, his chosen people forever. Even if they hate Jesus, he will love them and bring them into his kingdom.
No, he won't. Over the centuries, he's sent millions of Jews to hell because they rejected his son. You don't know what you're talking about. Paul said they're in unbelief. If, however, they repent of this unbelief, they can be grafted back into the tree of life. But you can't graft them in if they're still evil. You don't take an evil part of the tree and graft it back in. Let's say you have a tree and you have one limb that you see is definitely diseased. You cut it off. What happens if you come back a few years later and say that dead limb is laying on the ground? It's even worse than it was before, isn't it? Now you cut it off from any sustenance at all. You've cut it off. God cut off the Jews. And they cannot be grafted back in unless they accept Jesus. He is the sustenance. He is the life.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.